This story is inspired from a Russian guy who, in his 20s, did something stupid, which later on turned out to be the worst decision of his life. The guy, in order to look big, not only went under the knife, but got petroleum jelly injected into his body. Before his muscles started to sag, he did become famous as the Russian Popeye. For years, my friend Andre had dominated the light while I lurked in the shadows. He was one of those fortunate mesomorphs with just the right anatomy for a bodybuilder's physique. I, on the other hand, was an ectomorph, thin as a fishbone, and hopeless around weights. While he either wore tight tank tops or shirts, which he took off at the slightest excuse, I wore baggy shorts and avoided every reason to get bare-bodied around other people. This was until I decided to hit the gym. Unfortunately, a month's worth of grueling hard work failed to bring me the changes I desired. So I gave up. Maybe God made me this way. Maybe I was too puny, being a challenge to his will. Maybe I should just accept my body as it was. But the mind is a devil, isn't it? It doesn't accept things easily, especially when your friend is living his best life with the best quality women. Seeing Andre with a new girl almost every other week made me jealous. It burned my heart, and the desire to have huge muscles of my own grew stronger every time I saw him having a good time. "You just don't have the body," he said. "You have to pump your muscles artificially. That's the only way." "You mean by pills and powder?" I asked him. "Your body is too weak to accept all those roids. You won't be able to handle the side effects." "Then what do I do?" There was an easier and faster way. Plastic surgery. It's expensive, but if you knew how, you could do it locally at very little cost." "How do I do it?" "I know a guy," Andre said, and gave me a phone number. "He helps skinny guys like you get buffed up." I was certain I wanted it, so I made the call and met up with this contact. His contact was named Soul, and he seemed to be good at what he did. As a matter of fact, he had a number of guys with great testimonials for his services. So I subjected myself to his needles and scalpels and got injected with just the right amount of petroleum jelly. "Just the right amount," were his favorite words. "You need just the right amount," he'd say. "It can't be too big, it can't be too small. Just the right amount for your body size. The girls will go bonkers." And they did go bonkers. I had just the right amount of augmentation. My biceps and triceps were now the huge sort that they'd love to hang on to. My chest, the hard padded sort they'd love to lay their heads on. It was then that I began to enjoy a bit of what Andre was used to. My before and after pictures on Instagram blew up my following. Of course, I didn't tell anyone what I had done. It was a better story if I had grown the muscles through hard work at the gym. Everybody loved those who did the impossible. And to make my story more realistic, I did join the gym. I used to click a lot of pictures and post them on Instagram. It was there that I saw her. Her name was Trisha. Post my plastic surgery, I had dated several girls, but Trisha was something else. She was a perfect 10. I hadn't seen such a girl in my life. I knew I had to get her, but there was a problem. There were numerous guys like me in the gym. I had to stand out from them in order to impress her. Once again, I spoke with Andre and asked him what to do. He patted me on the back and told me I was on the right path. Men like us were not meant for mediocrity. We would do anything to get whatever and whoever we wanted in life. We are the highest breeds of animals. "Call up Soul, you dog," Andre roared. With Andre's words and a strong desire to get Trisha, I booked another appointment with Soul. "I will do what you want, but there can be consequences. Remember, it has to be just the right amount." It is the things that we want more than anything else that kill us in the end. Sometimes we know this, other times we don't. Yet, we still go for it. To hell with consequences. I can't stop Sol. I am a true animal. Bowing to my constant demand and doubled the payment, Sol agreed to the surgery. He injected me with more jelly and let his knife and scalpel do wonders on my body. What I had always wanted was displayed before me right now in its full glory. A perfectly sculpted body. Abs that looked like they had been chiseled out of a rock. Biceps that rippled with hard muscles. And thighs that made me think of a smooth rock. I could easily give Mr. America a run for his money. My good time, though, was short-lived. It started to die when the pain began and the muscles started to lose their cohesion. My biceps, which were once a source of pride, suddenly became awkward chunks of thick, viscous fluid hanging from my arms under my flesh. People noticed, and the admiration faded away. In its place, contempt and mockery grew. I stopped going out and started to hide out in the apartment. Still, the disdain of my friends followed me in. They reveled me constantly on my social media pages until I logged out of my apps and began to plan my suicide. One day, Andre came over to stay for the weekend. He still had all of it, and he still didn't mind showing it off before me. There was a smirk on his face now as he posed. "Come on, man. Shit happens. Such is life. I know you will be back soon." "Kill him." I flinched. The voice in my head had always had the effect on me. It was the pain or the fever. It had to be. "Kill him." "I'm going for a run," Andre said. "Will you be okay?" he asked me.
"As if you care."
I nodded. I was not going to be okay. My petroleum jelly muscles were hanging from my arms, a mass of uselessness that had brought me ignominy and suffering. My chest sagged like a 200-year-old woman with double Ds. They were eating up my body from the inside, burning me up with a persistent fever. "Be back in an hour," Andre said, and left the apartment. I laid there on the sofa. He was no longer here, and that made me even more angry than I had ever been. He could go out to anywhere. He wanted to live life the way he wanted. I, on the other hand, was destined for horrified stares and derision.
"It's all his fault. His fault. His fault."
I jumped. The voices were getting louder inside my head. "They're just voices," I told myself. "Nothing more." Still, they were right. Andre was the reason I had done what I had done. The voices in my head drove me to the internet, and I opened up a site on the dark web where I opened a specific type of poison. They promised 30 minutes delivery. Soon, the bottle of poison was in my room.
"Kill him. Kill him. Kill him."
"Stop," I yelled and shivered.
"Kill him."
These days, it was getting harder and harder to convince myself that they weren't part of an hallucination. I was running a temperature and spending my days in pain. Pain which was becoming impervious to the painkiller drugs.
"Kill him."
I rose from the sofa and walked shakily into my room. The poison was a colorless liquid in a transparent bottle with no label. I had been assured that it was tasteless and would guarantee a quick and painless death. The sound of the front door getting unlocked floated to my ears. Peals of laughter followed it. It was Andre. He had returned from his run and probably brought back a conquest, someone for whom I must scurry away and hide out in my room, lest I be regarded with horror and disdain. I think this is what made me snap. I stumbled down the hallway past them. Andre said something, and the girl laughed again. Before they entered the bathroom, I managed to catch sight of the girl, and it was then that all hell broke loose. I lost all my control, and the voices in my head went mad. The girl was Trisha. Quickly, I rushed to the kitchen, opened the refrigerator, and grabbed his smoothie. It was the first thing he drank whenever he returned back from workouts. It was supposed to help him with muscle gain. Now, it would bring his end. I uncapped the bottle and poured the poison into it. Then, I sat there on the couch. Seeing my body, Trisha started to laugh, but it didn't bother me. I watched as she laughed and shared a smoothie with Andre. As she saw me laughing back at her, Trisha stopped her laughter. Perhaps she realized she was wrong, but it was too late for her. Soon, they both started vomiting and held onto the stomach with pain. Peace returned to me, but it returned with darkness of oblivion. I went back to my bedroom. Once I was in, I locked the door and fell onto my bed. There, I surrendered my consciousness to sleep and a fevered dream.
This story is inspired from a bizarre and sad occurrence of a model getting cheap lip fillers to enhance her lips. All was well, till one morning she woke up with uneven lips which oozed pus. Everyone was always commending me for my skill. I was good at it, especially with my lips. Men received the pleasure they wanted, whether it was on their lips or some other part of their body, or somewhere else, and my mouth always did the job well. My best friend May even commended me once. Or maybe it wasn't a commendation because it led to a fight. I had slept with her boyfriend. The moron told her I was better in bed than she was. But to be honest, it wasn't my fault. He asked for it. And because I was good at my job, I gave in and gave him all the pleasure he ever wanted and more. May was pissed with me for days. Well, scratch that, her anger almost lasted a month. Now, I broke my ties with her boyfriend because of her, and she broke up with him because of me, but she refused to forgive me for so long. It didn't make sense to me because the guy who got between us was out of our lives. I was so glad when she finally did. She was the best thing that ever happened to me, and I didn't want to lose her. We had been friends since childhood. Being orphans, we grew up as each other's backbone, from the orphanage and other stages of life. We didn't have to cut ties for a seamless man. Not that I wasn't shamelessly promiscuous, but it wasn't the same thing. I remember convincing her that I was addicted to all things sexual, and there was nothing I could do about it. No matter how much everyone advised me to stop sleeping around with multiple men at the same time, I couldn't stop. It was my life. It was also for the same reason that I needed lip fillers. I was doing a good job with my lips already, but I wanted fuller and prettier lips. I wanted to give the babies some confidence on their own, but I didn't know where to get the fillers. I'd never gotten one before, and I wasn't vast in that area. May was. I sought her help, and I was glad when she started talking to me like her old self and agreed to help me out. It was like good old days. May recommended a salon. That seemed a bit shady, but the good part was that the services they offered were in my budget. The fillers were inexpensive compared to what I had read online. The pink beauties became more beautiful and fuller indeed. If my job was simply good before, I became even better at pleasing men, and more of them came to me. My sex life had never been this good. At some point, May's ex returned, and although I didn't tell her, we ended up having sex again. My sleeping around didn't stop, and the lip fillers encouraged me to do a better job. All was heaven, until the first rip. At first, I didn't understand what was going on. One morning, I woke up and was shocked to see my face in the mirror. My lips were bigger than usual and slightly uneven. It didn't make sense. They were normal before I went to sleep. Scared, I rushed to the parlor and confronted the lady who had done my procedure. She told me that this was a minor side effect and would settle down on its own. She had done hundreds of procedures in the past, and the fillers were of top quality. There was no need to be scared. Her words relaxed my mind, and I returned home. But the next morning was worse. My lips had swollen up like giant balloons and were more uneven than yesterday. While I was trying to examine the lips, I found that there was a rip, and pus had started to leak. I screamed and cried at the same time, but I couldn't keep up with it for long because it caused my lips to hurt me all the more. That was the beginning of what I could say was the dark period in my life. Every living moment of mine was full of pain and agony. I could barely look at myself. The sight of my face in the mirror gave me the creeps, and my lips leaked pus all day long. The yellowish, sometimes white-colored liquid irritated my lips, and I felt like I would die. I covered my face and rushed to the parlor once more. I should have known something was wrong from the start. The fillers were so cheap and showed results almost immediately. I should have figured out that I was duped and scammed. The lady refused to accept her wrongdoing and blamed me for creating a scene. Seeing her nonchalant attitude, I proceeded to slap her, but my arm was caught midair by a man. I know girls like you. You just want to have your fun, and when things go wrong, you blame me, you ugly bitch. The man picked me up and threw me out on the street. I didn't know what to do. I was completely broken. The police won't do anything since it wasn't technically a medical procedure. I cried my eyes out. No man would want to sleep with me or seek me for pleasure. I was devastated. Till that moment, it never occurred to me that the one who sent me to that parlor had ulterior motives. May stopped visiting me. Heck, she wouldn't even pick up my calls. She claimed that my house smelled like men, and I was always the one to visit her. A week later, I was surprised that day when May came into my house. But she was less surprised seeing me with big lips that were leaking pus. She looked like she was expecting to see just that. I broke down in front of her, crying tears of my hurt. "You deserve it," May spoke in a cold manner. I didn't need any more convincing that she had done it on purpose. She hadn't forgiven me. She didn't forget it in her heart that I had slept with her boyfriend, and she had chosen to destroy my lips in return. She was there in my house, petting me and asking me to stop crying, that it'll be fine, that at least now I wouldn't sleep around with men. She was hugging me, but I could hear the sinister smile in her voice. I could feel the loud thumping of her heart in joy about how I looked, about how horrible she had made my precious lips. I pushed her away. "You are a monster, May!" I screamed at her to get out! And the surprise was evident in her eyes, until her lips curled up in a mischievous grin. Her mouth formed the words, "You didn't expect to simply get away like that after making my boyfriend cheat on me." She winked at me as she uttered the words, and my heart broke into a million pieces. She slapped me hard across the face and pushed me into my bed, leaving me in tears. "Now you won't go around sleeping with men with that terrible look. I hope you never get to use those lips again." She laughed and left the house. I went to the hospital the next week. I needed all the help I could get. I may have lost my beauty, but I didn't have to lose myself, too. Although my lips didn't return to being exactly as pretty as they used to, after a few surgeries, the pus stopped and my lips healed. I have never used cheap fillers ever since. I learned my lesson the hard way. Now I'm saving every penny that I can. This time, I would have a proper surgery from a trained expert.